I thought I'd read you the only ode I have ever written. I am not sure this is an ode, but then in truth, nobody is quite sure what an ode in English is. Now, odes in Greek or Latin, why, everybody knows what they are. At least they've got all kinds of rules to them. But an ode in English, you compare the various things in English poetry called odes, and about all they have in common is that they're sort of irregular on the page in shape, maybe, not always, and they are usually about some highfalutin and inspiring subject like a Grecian urn or intellectual beauty or a skylark or something lofty like that. So maybe this is not really a true ode. The subject is my own rear end. Now, how this thing came about, a poet friend of mine, Keith Waldrop, gave me for a birthday present a little dictionary of French slang. And I looked up all the dirty words in it. I was amazed to find all the colorful synonyms for the human rump that French argot has. And I tried to weave some of these synonyms into this ode and to make up a few new ones besides. So here is my ode. I am addressing my rear end. Old tumbril, rolling with me till I die. Divided face I'm hung with, hindside too. How can a peace be drawn between us who never see eye to eye? Why, when it seems I speak straight from the heart, most solemn thought, do you too have to speak? Let out your hoarse laugh. Whistle as I break the news to mother that I must depart. Moon always waxing full. Barrage balloon. Vesuvius upside down. Dual rump roast. Cave of the winds, my Mississippi coast. Cyclops, forever picking up and chucking stone. Caboose, poor ass I'm saddled with from birth. Without your act, the dirty deed I share. How could the stuck-up spirit in me bear coming back down to earth? Mm.